Hey everybody, what's going on? All right. I need to take me a nice deep breath because I just made a bad turn. Man. So, I'm just having a rough go of it this morning. Okay, I got my brand new phone. I've got the Galaxy Note 9. Wow, what a wonderful piece of machinery this thing is. It is... It's bigger, it's faster, it's stronger. It's so much more than my S7 is. And... I got to downloading all my usual apps and stuff and whatevers, and I got to the Anchor app. Like, yes, this is it. I've got this content creating machine right here in my hand, the top of the line. I'm gonna knock it out the park. I am ready to go. And on my S7, looking at the Anchor app, I've got 3 episodes up. Looking at the Anchor app on my Note 9, I've got 1 episode up. Okay? The 3 that are up on the S7 are completely different than what I've got up on the Note 9. So, I'm hoping that the Note 9 is the episode that is up, because it's, you know, I wanted my intro to be a short one. And just a nice little taste of where my content, my brand was going, okay, and expand on it from there. I just wanted to do like a little 5-10 minute intro for, you know, like I'm saying, like an appetizer or an hors d'oeuvre that, you know, be like, oh yeah, this sounds pretty neat. We'll hit the subscribe button and see what happens. That sounds good. We can do that. That's not a big deal. And what am I trying to say here, Rich?
I don't know, Rich. What are you trying to say?
After that, you know, break off into the different episodes. Different episodes covering different topics and stuff. And I really, really want to, you know, give a good, solid foundation of who I am and where I come from and what I'm trying to accomplish. And I want to do an episode every single day. At least in the beginning. Okay? I may, depending on how I want to juggle my content, I want to spend a lot of time on the social stuff and asking questions and presenting answers, and it takes a minute or two to get to ask questions and get answers and, you know, formulate opinions, because a lot of the stuff that I'm wanting to cover now is new stuff for me, and that's where I'm at. That's where, you know, I'm at zero. Okay, aside from, you know, knowing knowing a few things about minimalism, knowing a few things about primitivism, about bushcrafting, you know, that kind of thing. A big chunk of stuff that I'm wanting to cover is in a spiritual world. I don't want it to be too terribly woo-woo. Okay, I am a guy that's mostly based in science. Okay, I live in Missouri, and we are the Show Me State, and I kind of take it to heart. You know, you say something off the wall, seemingly somewhat impossible, I'm gonna say, show me. You prove it. Awesome. Wow, that is cool. Oh, but if not, then, you know, I won't necessarily call you a nut job or anything demeaning. You know, I just, certain things I can't believe in. Okay? We may dive a bit farther into stuff like religion and other episodes. If you want to have a discussion with me as far as that goes, go on down to the show notes and hit on all that social stuff down there. That'd be great. My email should be down there. Contact me and let me know what you think, okay? I'm adding hashtags to my show notes to express what I'm trying to cover with my content, okay? Right now, I can boil it down to three major things: mind, body, and spirit. Okay. I've been working on the body aspect of that for the last little while. Trying to do some stretches, trying to do some some exercises and walking around and that kind of thing. I go to my Twitter feed. I've been posting screenshots of my phone's pedometer of the steps I've taken, because we'll get into a lot more detail in other episodes. Okay, but I don't want to make these episodes really long. I want to make them nice and quick and to the point, and, you know, leave you with a little something to think about at the end, a little bit of homework, perhaps. Okay? This guy. You know, part of the charm of my podcast is I am in the mobile studio. I am at work. I am in my work vehicle. The company I work for, I am a delivery guy, and I cover a large chunk of space. Okay, I have a large delivery area, and sometimes there's an hour, sometimes 2.5 hours, you know, and I try to take advantage of every moment that I have, and, you know, create content, get it out there, ask questions, get answers, return, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. I'm excited, and I feel energetic and motivated, and I want to do a lot. Okay? I said I was doing a lot of body stuff right now with the working out, not so much working out, just body weight exercises and trying to, you know, straighten out my diet a little bit. Mind is kind of a tricky one because there's things that I want to learn. You know, I just got this brand new phone. Okay, and the phone, you know, the modern smartphone has more computing power on it than the first vehicle to take us off of this planet and take us to the moon. Okay, we left Earth, headed for the stars, and landed on the moon in a vehicle that has less computing power than this thing that I'm holding in my hand right now. That makes me kind of nervous. You know? That makes me really nervous. But it also makes me very excited because I have the entirety, the whole catalog of all human intelligence up to this point right here in my fingertips. This little box here starts making people ask questions. Why school? Okay, I think that's still somewhat in the infancy stage. You know, homeschoolers and unschoolers, those guys got a hold of it. They see this technology and what it's bound to do, while a lot of us are still clinging on to the old systems and the old rules and the old laws and all the old stuff that say, no, you gotta go to school, you gotta go to public school, you gotta get the diploma, you gotta spend all this money on a college degree so you can get that little piece of paper that says that you went to Harvard, that makes you a winner, and now you get the good job and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's we'll get into that a little bit more in other episodes, okay? Mind, body, and now the spirit. I want to say that I'm first and foremost a minimalist, okay? That I've kind of gone through as many aspects of my life as I can. For example, my physical life and getting rid of a bunch of material objects, my emotional life and gotten rid of a lot of unnecessary hang-ups and stuff like that. I've just completely re-examined my life. So much so to the point that, you know, I've stopped clinging to this idea of religion. Okay. I guess you can call me an atheist, okay, but, you know, there's a lot of unanswered questions out there, out on the edge. You know, that we used to live in this, you know, in this world of religious bubble, that, you know, whatever was happening, you know, it's because God did it. Okay? And that bubble was huge. Okay? And then inside of that bubble, there was another smaller bubble of science. And eventually, we'll get into more details in other episodes, of course, but eventually, the science bubble grew and grew and grew and overpowered the religion bubble, burst it, and the religious bubble reformed outside of the science bubble. Okay, just kind of a metaphor, analogy, whatever word is most appropriate there. Okay. I feel really excited. Okay. I'm really pumped up. I'm so excited. I'm at a loss for words. Okay? And I very much want to get moving and really knock this thing out and get to sharing and asking questions and stuff like that. So if you could, please go down to the show notes and hit on all that social stuff, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. If the links are messed up, just go to whatever social thing and search for Naturally Minimalist. You'll see a picture of a dude with a pretty cool beard, and hopefully it's pictures from my old phone, because my new phone, the resolution is so good that you can actually tell how old I am. you can see the tired on my face, okay? Alright, so, like I said, go on down to the show notes, hit on all that social stuff, let me know what you think about the show. We're going to skip the homework assignment for this episode, and just contact me and let me know what you think about the show. You know, natural stuff, minimalism, stuff like that. And, you know, I'll talk to you later, man. All right, bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.